9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 edition. Bunch of text messages coming in. Downstate Kim, we didn't see the Trucker Randy sent me t-shirt. We would have bought one. Husband wanted a risket for the brisket, but couldn't get the QR code to scan. Said it would be great if there was an easier way to get the t-shirts. There's actually, at the new location, going to be the retail shop. I believe there's a portion of the building that Ian plans to set up an actual retail shop. All the hats, the t-shirts, the coffee mugs, soon to be the Iron Pig Smokehouse Bourbon, which I'm going to be a big part of. I'm going to be a taste tester for it to make sure it gets the proper flavoring in it. And also, I believe he said he's going to start bottling the Iron Pig Smokehouse barbecue sauce. So that is exciting information, good news. I got Michael Kamishak. He ran for county commissioner. He says, oh, yeah, baby, bourbon. Yes, sir. Big thumbs up on that one. Officer Rick says, I'm excited about the new location. I love Ian's barbecue. This is going to be a much better place to host events. Robert Heikkinen, who ran for county commissioner also in Sheboygan County, the new Iron Grill is coming. Absolutely. And haven't looked at the heating system yet of the building. I plan to go over and inspect it with Ian and see if there's any possibility we can save him some money utilizing a well connect system out there. So absolutely. Let's see. Yes, Kim says we've seen the barbecue sauce and the homemade chips. Yes, and it's going to be expanded. So I know he's talking about some different flavors and different things like that. The cherry wood is what makes his smoking of the pork better than any other smokehouse, I believe, in northern Michigan. I believe in the entire state. I've had pulled pork. I've had it everywhere. I love barbecue ribs. This is a different flavor. If you've never been to the Iron Pig, folks, you got to go to it. I got one text message. Let me see. Gary Bart from Antrim County Republican Party. Don't forget the water. Talking about the bourbon down in Kentucky. Very, very, very similar to MAGA water up in Sheboygan. The mineral content, the limestone shelf that they have. Sheboygan's similar limestone shelf because of the Great Lakes. Kind of interesting the way the water's aquifers are separated from big masses of water. Retention, ponds, different things, wells, underground water aquifers. Limestone creates a mineral rub into the water. It also, don't know if you know this or not, that's why MAGA water is the way it is. 8.3 pH. It's actually the perfect alkaline balance of acid and alkaline to give you 8.3 pH levels. Folks, that comes from the minerals and the limestone. When you use that water to make Kentucky bourbon, that's part of the process, along with the geographical location, the hot and cold summers and winters, the oak barrels, the aging, the longer they're in the oak barrels, the more turns they get, the more cycles they go through for expansion and contraction, pulling those oak flavors out of them. Absolutely. Now, one thing that I've always enjoyed is a Manhattan made with Kentucky bourbon. Usually in the past, I would use Member's Mark, and use that bourbon in the Manhattan. But whenever I get a Manhattan, I always ask for three cherries. Member's Mark bourbon in a Manhattan with three cherries. And I always told the waitress or the bartender, your tip is directly proportioned to the amount of cherries I get in my Manhattan. Well, I had one waitress, she literally, I think, emptied out the cherry jar and brought me like nine cherries when I asked for three. To have some cherry flavoring in the bourbon. Man, I would be, that would be my absolute dream bourbon. Without the vermouth and the other things of the Manhattan, it would be fantastic. So I'm definitely going to want to talk to Ian about being on the board of taste testers for the new bourbon, and excited to be a part of it. Yes, he mentioned played a small role in it, and I'm not going to go into the details, but yes, we made it happen, and I'm glad I was able to help him out. And actually looking forward to being part of the pavilion for us to promote different events instead of having to search for a venue for our debates, for example, or a candidate forum. We want to have a meet and greet with a certain candidate, maybe governor's race in 26. Maybe we'll host a governor's debate there at the pavilion, do it outside long before the August primary, perhaps in May or June, as soon as the weather breaks and starts getting nice. We can invite the governor candidates. I'll be part of the, of course, moderating the debate, but host the debates there. Every 2 years, we started the tradition of our first biennial candidate debate that we held on a wrong day. It was horrible. We were competing with so many other events. But yeah, we'll have these events there, and we'll be right there south of town, right off of I-75 on Old 27. So we're excited. It's really going to be a good partnership. We're looking forward to helping out Ian to grow the Iron Pig, grow the brand. I even told him, and he's had ideas of this on his own, you know, he needs to consider franchising the Iron Pig. You have to get people trained, teach them how to do the smoking, teach him to use the ingredients the way he does it, and replicate himself. Maybe get some other Iron Pig locations going around the state of Michigan. So we're excited. We've helped him put in place, I believe, the proper mechanism to make all this happen. Takes a ton of money to take over a building like this. I know he's got to get in there and clean it up, get the utilities turned on. Talking about paving the parking lot and perhaps some more additional parking, maybe for some overnight RV stays, things like that. So we've got all kinds of great ideas we're working on together, and excited to be part of it and glad you guys like it. Let's see. Ah, cool Mike. He's at the Iron Pig right now. All right, brother. He says, let's see. Oh, man, I got so many text messages. Cool Mike's there, and he took a picture of his meal that he's having. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Maker's Mark. That's what I was. Maker's Mark. Member's Mark. Maker's Mark. I misspoke. I'm sorry. Maker's Mark bourbon. Actually, that is the bourbon that is served at the Kentucky Derby. That's what they serve their drinks there at the Kentucky Derby is Maker's Mark. I misspoke. Member's Mark. Oh, yeah, that's from Costco. No, not Member's Mark from Costco. No, Maker's Mark. That's the Kentucky bourbon. Yes. And the mint juleps. I have the recipe for Kentucky Derby mint juleps. You guys want to know how to do it? It's real simple. Really, really simple. You get a big bowl. You fill it up with MAGA water, you add, usually I would use about 3 to 4 pounds of white cane sugar. You get yourself about 4 or 5 bunches of mint. You pour the sugar into the bowl of MAGA water. You stir it up really good. And then you add the 4 or 5 bunches of mint. Mint leaves, not the stems, just the leaves themselves. You take scissors and you cut off the stems, just the leaves, and you soak them for 2 days. 2 days, right? Then what you do is you take the mint leaves out in a cotton t-shirt, cheesecloth, whatever you have, and you literally squeeze the mint leaves into a new bowl. You dip the leaves back in the sugar water. You soak them up again with more sugar water, and you squeeze it into a new bowl of the mint. I call it my compost, my mint compost. You squeeze it and squeeze it and squeeze it. Keep getting it into a compost leaf that's completely breaking down. You compost it. You break down the mint leaves with the sugar water. That's your base that you add then the Maker's Mark bourbon, pour it back into the Maker's Mark bottle, put the plug back in it, and put it in the freezer for a week. And every day you go down there, you turn it. Shake it up, turn it. Shake it up, turn it. A full week in the freezer, it won't freeze. It's got alcohol in it. With the mint julep, the actual mint leaves, compost, broken down, squeezed, and I'm literally, you break it down to there's nothing hardly left of the leaves. You just keep squeezing the cheesecloth, the t-shirt, until you absolutely break down those mint leaves and get that sugar water in the mint into the Maker's Mark bourbon. Then, of course, you serve it over crushed ice, powdered sugar on the top, is the garnishment, along with a mint leaf, usually. And that's how you make a Kentucky Derby mint julep. Learn that from the Kentucky Derby folks. They have their recipe, I believe, online, and it's Maker's Mark, Member's Mark. I go to Costco a lot, okay, Captain Jeff? Jeff says also, cheers, nothing like a bourbon Manhattan. Short break, final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a text message from Ryan coming down from St. Ignace. He's going to be going to the Twisted Pea Rodeo at the Segal County Fairgrounds tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. He said, I'm excited. I'm going to stop by and eat at the Iron Pig Wednesday evening when he's heading down to the rodeo. So, yes, absolutely. Get there early, probably 5 o'clock, 5:30. Have a great meal. I highly, highly recommend the brisket platter or the brisket sandwich. Those are my two best. My third choice would be a slab of ribs. Oh, yeah, baby. You can get them just seasoned, rubbed, or you can get it with the Iron Pig Smokehouse barbecue sauce. Absolutely. I highly, highly recommend the brisket platter, sandwich, and the ribs. Those are my choices. Of course, I get mine with coleslaw. Got to add my vegetables in there. But you can't beat their macaroni and cheese with bacon bits. Oh, my God. I can taste it right now. It's so awesome. So, yeah, Ryan, when you go down there, make sure you tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Let's see. Yes, Michael Kamyshek. I bet that's Ryan Bird from St. Ignace. He used to work for Michael Kamyshek. Oh, cool. Connecting two listeners together. Yes, absolutely. It is him. Absolutely, Michael, you're right. Let's see. John Palmer, do they offer gluten-free? You know what? I don't know. I think, you know what? That's a good question, John. We'll have to ask Ian next time he's on the show. Are you asking for a specific product like macaroni and cheese? Or are you looking for something I can ask him specific? Let's see. Ryan says the smoked brisket platter with the smoked, all the fashion, old fashioned maybe. Members Mark, that's that's Sam's Club. I'm getting my discount warehouse stores mixed up. Yes, I have a membership there too. I like Costco better because of the new location. It's closer to us on the east side of town. Whenever I do see a special for Sam's Club, I head over there. Members Mark, yes, that's Sam's Club. Absolutely. I go to both of them all the time. Phyllis from Dexter, when she came up, I think... for the Roberts Rose of Order class there in St. Ignace. She said, I got my Iron Pig ribs on my way home. Best ribs ever. Well, actually, I'm not going to tell Ian this, but I got a recipe when I worked at Dodge Truck. A descendant, a real descendant of a plantation owner. I believe she said it was her great-great-great-grandmother. Was a slave on a plantation down in Louisiana, right real close to the Mississippi River. It might have been Oak Alley or some of those plantations, those mansions there along the Mississippi River. It was her great-great-great-grandmother's responsibility to cook ribs, to have ribs available almost at will anytime the plantation owner's friends stopped over. She taught me the recipe on how to make those ribs. I'll give you a real quick synopsis of what to do. Again, take MAGA water, fill the pot with MAGA water, put 1 pound box of iodized salt in the water. Stir it up really good. Take out your slabs of ribs. Cut them in half. If they're the long slabs, cut them in half so you have the short ends and the long ends separated. Soak them in the salt water overnight. When you get up in the morning, all the blood is soaked out of them. The fat, all the gnarly stuff is floated to the top. You pour it out. You wash the ribs. The ribs are white. They are bleached white from the salt water. Then you put in fresh MAGA water. You bring it to a boil, and you drop those white ribs in there and boil them for about 30 minutes to cook them. You take them out while they're still steaming. You dry them off. You apply your sauce. Take them out to the grill and start grilling them. And you have your temperature up a little bit high when you first start. You flash grill them to seal that first layer of barbecue sauce. Turn the heat down to a low heat, and you keep flipping them. Baste, flip. Let them sit for a minute or two. More sauce, flip them. I used to flip them probably 20, 25 times. Till the barbecue sauce is a good quarter to maybe almost a half inch thick of where it's absolutely grilled right into the meat. I could take Ian on in a rib cooking contest. He smokes his, though, completely different process, but mine are really good. I use the thick country baby back, the real thick ones. So if you want to do that, you can do that as well. Barbecued ribs, mint juleps made with Maker's Mark bourbon. Kentucky Derby, baby.